The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning.
Buenos dias. What's the word?
The word is, I am so happy it's election day.
Really?
Yes. I want this over with.
Oh, okay. So it's done with. Yeah, I got it.
We went over this yesterday on the show. If I get one more election text, I'm going to fight you.
Yeah.
I was getting them overnight. And the texts I was getting weren't even factual. I know enough about politics to go, you're making this up.
Like, y'all just sending anything.
This is crazy. I can't even listen to this. Like, so delete report.
Yeah.
I will breathe again at 8 o'clock tonight when the polls close, man.
I'm surprised you're even reading these things, bro. It's just immediately getting deleted and reported. I'm not even taking a second.
The first one caught my eye because it's like, the Jewish people are following this candidate. I was like, the hell they are.
Are they though? Are they though? No, we not.
Something like that aimed at me, you know, because I'm Jewish. And I was
such targeted ads, bro.
I was like, do you think I'm this dumb? Like, get out of here, you
Every
people.
Colombian that lives in Wisconsin is voting for. I was like, whoa.
It was kind
what?
Of like that. The what? Targeted text. And I was like, this is crazy. I don't want this. So.
Every person named Allison will be, okay, now we're getting aggressive.
If your
Stop
name
it.
Is Allie, we're all voting this color tomorrow. And
sure.
I'm like, no, we're not.
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
So anyway, happy voting day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes me sad because I want to be positive about the electoral process, but I can't be. So, you know what? Let's just get into the question of the day, shall we? Because
it
has to do with the election anyway. Today is election day, and we have a free country.
Yeah.
And we should be proud of that. There's reason people come here.
Yeah. Hence my immigration to this country as a young lad.
Hence my family's immigration as well, many moons ago during the Holocaust. They come for a better life, right?
Right.
So let's get into the voting question and try to keep our peace, okay? Let's go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, it is election day. We all know because we're getting 9,000 texts every day, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
And if we're not getting texts, we're getting calls. Those luckily get silenced by my phone. Mwah.
It'll be over soon, though, y'all. We just got to get through the day.
And DZ asked me, you know, how I felt about people that, don't vote or don't know yet. If you we were talking about undecided people, I guess, off the air. And I was like, if you're undecided, I don't know what to tell you at this point. But you asked if it bugs me if people vote or don't vote.
Yeah, if they do or don't vote.
Yeah, I mean, of course. Why would you not use your freedom? I mean, people would kill in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
To vote for who's running things, and they can't, and they never get to pick, and they're just told what to do and what to think.
Fair.
We're not, and that's what makes America great. There's a lot of, or good. There's a lot of things that we are struggling with. Don't get me wrong.
Don't get me wrong.
But
don't misconstrue my words now.
It's already, we're already lucky that we can vote,
yeah.
And we have those freedoms thanks to people that fight in the wars for us and the service people and everyone else, right?
Fair.
So I just want to know, does it bug you if people don't vote? And the answer for me is, yeah, it does, because I don't get why you wouldn't just, it doesn't take 5 minutes. It depends on where you live. I usually have a positive experience, but sometimes you wait in line. So does it bug you, DZ, if people don't vote?
It actually doesn't bother me at all. You know, I think it's part of that freedom to exercise your choice whether you want to vote or not vote. And
if you don't
feel like any candidate is representing you or your values or your standing in society,
yeah,
then you want to abstain from that. That is well within your democratic right to choose not to. And as somebody that's an immigrant to this country,
mm-hmm.
U.S. citizen now, at one point wasn't sure if I'd have the right to vote.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like had that shaped in my mind as like, well, if I'm never going to be able to represent my choice in this country, then I shouldn't be upset at anybody that chooses not to willingly.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't have the choice living in this country because I don't have the status to,
mm-hmm.
I shouldn't be mad at anybody that does have the status that chooses not to.
Yeah, and we're so far apart now anyway. These candidates. I mean, we didn't used to be this far apart. I've been alive long enough to know.
Yeah.
That it was never this far. We are so far apart. That's where I get confused when people are confused. I'm like, what are you confused about? They're so different. There's not even a question
Fair.
On which way you would be flowing at this point. However, it does bug me if people don't vote, but I told you why.
Yeah.
But I also totally understand what you're saying. You're right. It's your democratic choice not to vote.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything if you don't want. You also, it might change if they were somewhere where they didn't get to vote, right? I guess what I'm going with for that one is we take it for granted.
We do.
And that's what sucks because we've never lived anything else,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Unless you've come from a country maybe where you weren't allowed to have any voices or vote, right?
Yeah. Well, and part of it comes back to, for me, being if you genuinely don't agree mm-hmm. with either of the two parties, why would you force a vote in either direction? It's not a bipartisan system, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we just shape it that way. There's so many other ways that you can actually lean towards.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, and it's not about politics. We're just asking about whether you care or don't if somebody
mm-hmm.
votes.
Mm-hmm.
But when you don't agree with the people that are up for election,
how do you vote?
How do you vote? If you're like, man, both suck. It's not just both. It's multiple options.
If you feel that way.
If you
yeah.
feel that way, right? Mm-hmm. Or you're like, man, I don't like any candidate on the ballot.
See, I've never been that way, but I know people who are and have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never felt that. I've never been in a place where I'm like, I hate both. Never, ever in my life, luckily.
Yeah.
But yeah, there are people like that. And I guess those are the ones that don't vote, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. 414-533-1037. Nancy in Racine said, my dad taught me, though, you can complain what's going on. You can't complain if you don't vote. That's true.
That part.
That part is true because we all have a lot to say about society, but if you're not voting, you kind of lose that right in a lot of ways because you're not contributing in the ways that we're supposed to contribute to democracy. You
if
know?
You're going to abstain in voting, you better abstain in opinionations. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? In your opinionated thought process after that. Don't be
Absolutely.
Saying stuff if you ain't going to act none stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Stephanie and Jackson said, it only bothers me when people don't vote but complain about the outcome. See, and this is the same thing.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, the phones are ringing and we're going to talk to you next. It is election day. I am here to tell you, you're supposed to vote.
If you haven't already.
It's your social responsibility. But does it bug you when people don't vote? That's what we're talking about this morning. And we'll talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So the question of the day is, do you care if people don't vote, right?
Yeah, do you care if people vote or not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? And I just want to play one voice message. If you go on the Odyssey app, you can leave us a voice message on the Listen Live page. And Lori and Timmerman left us this funny message about the election because we were going off yesterday about all the texts we've been getting.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Good morning, Allie and DZ. This is OG Lori and Timmerman. And I think I am with everybody else, and I am sick of this political crap. Saturday, I got 12 pieces of mail in my mailbox,
Jeez.
And every single one was a political ad. I'm getting 10 to 20 messages a day, text messages, phone calls, people knocking at my door.
Same.
I'm ready to start a class action lawsuit.
Girl, let me hop on. Let me get in on
We're
that.
In. Because
yes.
we went off yesterday about how
yes.
the texts are out of control this year, and we can't wait for them to end. And today is election day, thank God.
Well, it's okay? more aggressive than they have been in the past.
Oh, so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, Erin's in Twin Lakes. Let's just start with her. Good morning, Erin.
Good morning.
Okay.
Happy election day, because it is a free country, and that's one of the things that, you know, we should be proud of, that we get to vote.
Right.
But does it bug you if people don't vote? That's the question.
It does not bug me. I personally do not vote.
Ah, and what is your reasoning behind not voting, Erin?
It's basically, no matter what happens
She's
with
a felon.
Who wins,
no?
it's you're going to live life and you're going to pay for whatever the cost is. Like, back when gas prices were high, mm-hmm. and Allie said, I'm getting gas, I'm not looking at the price.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Correct.
Fair.
Correct.
You just get, you have
you
to.
Need gas.
Correct. You need gas.
You need gas.
And that wasn't important to me, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Correct. I'm still going to eat what I eat. I'm going to shop what I shop. It doesn't matter.
It does, though, because there are medical things I cannot do in this state anymore. There's all kinds of things I cannot do that are affected and decided by politicians.
See, but that's more the local election rather than, you know, like the presidential, man. In my opinion, to affect true change in our community, we got to vote within our community.
I disagree on that one. But.
Well, that's where the line is.
When yes, go on, Aaron.
My husband and I, our best friends are big, you know, voters, politician people, and we just, they know our opinion. We don't care. We don't argue. We don't,
care.
We don't have opinions on it.
I get it.
We don't vote. We don't say anything. We live life.
You don't care. Which is, I don't. I like the passionate people. I'm the opposite vibe of Aaron and her husband. I'd be bored at your house. No offense. I'd be like, can we talk about something?
Our family are big into politics and CNN's on all the time. But we...
Just because they're not passionate about politics doesn't mean they're not passionate about other things,
though. They sounded like they weren't passionate about anything. She's like, we're cool.
We're going to live our lives.
There's a lot of people like that who don't want to get involved and don't want to know and don't want to live their life and think it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So that's fine. So, Aaron, thank you for sharing.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
But I'm not going to sit here and act like I agree with her. You know, that would be.
Oh, I think that's obvious. I think she got that.
I would be not being genuine to myself. Let's be real. Austin's in Kenosha. Good morning, Austin.
Morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi. How do you feel about people that don't vote? Does it bug you?
It bugs me a little bit, but I mean, I said it earlier, either Democratic right not to. So you can't be mad. But my big thing is, like, even if you don't have a presidential nominee that you want to vote for, there's also local state, you know, elections going on that do affect you.
100% that people don't pay attention to. Well, Ryan wrote in. He said, as mayor of Calabama, please get out and vote, especially for me. I'll take all write-ins.
Y'all go, don't be out there writing Ryan in Calabama.
Please, God,
please
don't.
Do not.
Please, God.
It's like when
not.
People were writing Harambe a few years back. Please don't. And if you're gonna go vote, at least take it seriously to some degree. Don't go out there and just mess around.
Somebody said it's the people who don't vote because they simply don't care that really bother me. We should care about who represents us and how their presence in office will impact us. That's at least my biased response. Theme song, Emily in Milwaukee. Oh, good to hear from you, Emily, since you never call anymore.
She'd be busy, but not too busy to text.
So, all right. So, Austin, you're good with it. You're like, it doesn't affect me.
It bothers him a little bit, but he knows what
it
is.
Not enough.
Not enough. He's letting everybody live their own life.
Not enough to raise your blood pressure, which is a positive thing.
That part.
And like I tell my fiance's family, because they go opposite of me.
Okay.
And, you know, we have talked about it. And I just say, I don't care who you guys vote for, but just go out and vote. Mm-hmm. Because I don't want to see you guys. If you don't go out and vote, because then you're not making the difference you want.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you, Austin.
Appreciate the call, man.
Have a great day.
You too. Peace.
Somebody said, this is Francis. I would love to vote, but by law, while you're on probation, you cannot, which I find very unfair. I can vote in tribal elections, therefore I am Native American, but I cannot in presidential. I don't mean to put my business out there, but it would be nice to vote.
I get that, but then you've made choices on the front end that unfortunately eliminate your freedom and rights, and there's consequences for that. Doesn't mean you can't get those rights back. It just means that for some time until you serve that probationary period, though I don't necessarily agree with our legislation and judicial
system
either.
It's more about these are the consequences, unfortunately, of the actions.
Does it fit the crime? Maybe, maybe not. I'm not sure. But it does suck that you can't vote. I'm sorry.
We would like to know the crime. Send it in. Okay, so...
Call. You can leave a voice note if you want on the Odyssey app. Just press the mic button.
And one of our regulars is on the phone. Ashley is in Cudahy, and she is a high school teacher. So I
Who?
I know. Where has she been? All of a sudden, she's here. She must teach social studies.
What's going on, Ashley?
Hi, Ashley.
Happy Election Day.
Happy Election Day, depending on who you say it to.
For real, though.
We're
finding out today.
Ashley, how do you feel about people that don't vote?
I think if it's in your ability to vote, I think you should vote.
Okay.
That's fair. Like a true teacher. Spoken like a true teacher.
I think everyone's voice matters in elections.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've seen that when votes have been close. We've seen stuff.
Well, I mean, the last election alone within the battleground states, it was 43,000 votes.
It's not that much. Yeah, that's one. That's one night at the baseball stadium, right?
Yeah, really though. One night. Hey, that's a great way to frame it.
Everybody in AmFam Field, and if those people just don't, yeah, exactly, and that adds up the non-voters.
Yeah. And it's, yeah. There's a lot riding on elections, and I know there's some people that are like, well, I don't know who to vote for. So what I end up doing with my kiddos is, it doesn't matter what grade they're in, I will show them isidewith.com, and it goes through like a presidential quiz, and it goes through all of the...
all of the candidates and who you side with, basically. It's going to tell you...
Does it do it blindly, though?
It goes through all of the issues, and it... I let them go through it, mm-hmm. and they get to go through their opinions, and then it breaks it down by percentage to show them that they're not just Republican or Democrat, but there are so many different parties. And on the Wisconsin ballot alone, there's 8 different candidates for president.
Yeah.
4
Listen
different
to this.
Candidates for a state senator. And then... Like, how many different state congressional...
Well, right now, the numbers just get higher and higher.
Yeah, but these people are going to go vote on behalf of us. And the one person is going to get picked out of all those to vote for us. And so it does matter. I'm looking at this website. This is interesting, Ashley. It addresses the top 10 issues that you're going to put how you feel about, and then it will kind of pair you up with who you side with.
Yes.
Abortion, gay marriage, gun control, LGBT adoption rights, inflation, gender transition, equal pay, police body cameras, deporting criminal immigrants, and transgender athletes. These are you telling me the people that don't vote have no opinion on any of these? I find that seems a little strange, right?
Yeah.
You
look at those and you go, how do you have no opinion on any of these things? Maybe you don't.
And
maybe you don't care
about, like, they have like specific government issues in there as well. Like, how do you feel about XYZ in the government? It's like,
yeah, I get it. So
they break it down
a resource
for your state.
Okay. That's a huge resource, actually.
Thank you, Ashley. Isidewith.com. Thank you. Go have fun at school today on election day.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
What is the problem today? It comes from a fella.
A young fella named Kenneth.
Oh, Kenneth. Tell me about it.
Kenny boy. Kenneth wrote in.
Yeah.
And is stuck. Says, I got approached and I don't know what to say. Says, Allie and DZ, I don't really know what to say, but my friends told me to send it to you for advice. So here it is.
Tell me.
I got a coworker who approached me about dating his cousin last week. Listen. Long story short, he mentioned that his cousin saw me one day outside of work while waiting to pick him up and thought I was attractive.
Okay.
Wondered if I would be interested in dating. Though flattered, I'm not interested. I got 4 kids and a partner at home.
Okay.
So needless to say, I'm good. My coworker apologized when I said that. He said I wasn't aware that I was taken since I don't have a wedding ring, since we aren't married. And I honestly don't talk about my family much.
They didn't know he was in a relationship.
Told him don't worry about it. But now I'm concerned that I should worry about it and I should be telling my partner, though I haven't.
Oh.
To be honest, I don't even know what I would even say about the scenario.
I love this one.
What would you guys do in my shoes?
Do you know why I love this one?
Kenneth,
because it's
why?
A matter of, is it necessary to tell my partner? And oh my gosh, I love this one. Okay, what do you think?
I see you shining over there, bro. Your gears are turning, G.
I've been in these situations and nobody ever handles
it
correctly.
Have you?
Oh. Nobody ever handles it correctly.
What do you mean?
I'm saying, like, sometimes it's just, I feel like when you tell the other person, it's on you to handle it, okay?
Sure.
And I feel like she shut it down and she handled it, right?
So Kenneth, like, he shut it down.
Yeah, she shut it down. And if she wants to tell her partner, she can, but she doesn't really need to other than to make him irritated or make it messy. And for all you know, he may go, well, why aren't you telling people about me? You know, it could lead to all other things versus she did the right thing. She shut it down. And I think
Kenneth's
she's good.
A dude.
Oh, he. Oh, wait. Oh,
Oh, Kenneth got hit on.
It doesn't matter then. It doesn't matter gender-wise. Yeah.
No, it doesn't matter. No.
But
the guy, the dude's needs, getting hit on.
He handled it. He doesn't need to tell his partner, okay?
You think it's opening up a wrong can of worms?
Yeah, I don't think. I think as long as you shut it down, Kenneth.
Yeah.
Because it truly doesn't matter if it's a guy or a girl. Then you don't need to tell your partner. Because I feel like sometimes you do that just to remind them or antagonize them. Like,
that somebody that there's potential.
Somebody hit on me at work. Like, you're being messy now. So I feel like as someone who gets DMs and have dated guys who get DMs, it's on you. It's on me to shut things down if I'm seeing someone.
And keep it pushing.
Not to go back to my partner and go,
hey, just so you know.
You know how many DMs I got today? Like, no. It's on you to uphold that trust in your relationship
and
then keep it moving.
Ah.
If you two want to laugh about it, that's one thing. But for the most part,
it's a little unnecessary.
It's unnecessary. It's messy.
Because where I was going with it was with the notion of if you are comfortable and, you know, locked in on your relationship, you should be able to go home and go, baby, listen to this.
Yeah, totally.
You bagged you a good one. Somebody was trying to take me from you, girl.
But as the partner, that might make me go, the woman,
uncomfortable.
What do you mean they didn't know about me?
Unsettled.
We got four kids.
You don't talk about me at work.
Your coworkers tried to set you up because you see where it's getting messy now.
But I'm thinking there's no ring. There's no ring.
100%.
There's no vowels. Vowels. There's no wedding vows.
I know what you mean.
A-E-I-O-U. There's no A-E-I-O. There's no IOUs. Jokes. I could see how it could happen where, depending on the line of work that you do, you might not have time to just chit chat with your people that you're just working with.
That's true.
A coworker's relative sees you, not even a coworker, a coworker's relative that is scooping you up from work and goes, dang, who's that cutie you was just walking with? And the buddy goes, oh, you know, that's Kenneth.
Yeah.
That's my boy Kenneth.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, oh, you should see if he's single. Now the friend goes, oh, I'll ask him tomorrow. And he walks up to you, goes, hey, Kenneth, you single? My cousin thinks you cute. Now Kenneth's going,
I'm
not single at all, actually.
Yeah.
I know I don't talk about my family, but wash that. I got four kids and a wife at home, basically.
Well,
call it what it is. It's his wife.
So
I got four kids.
I assume he's a quiet dude. You know
Kenneth's
what I
mean?
He's got to be, because I think about all the people that we work with and how you would never go up and go, you married? And you know I would. You know, I could tell you everybody's personal life in this building, because I go up and I go, you got any kids? You got a family?
We talk.
What
we're talkers,
doing?
Though.
Tell me about your life. Where's your wife from?
Yeah.
What? Tell me. I do that to everybody.
Kenneth ain't. He clearly
ain't. But a lot of people don't do that because I'm also invasive.
We're nosy, in other words.
I have questions. But if you're not like us at work and you just go to work, keep your head down. I guess maybe they wouldn't know. From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. So he's getting hit on, or he got hit
he
on.
Got hit. He got propositioned, basically.
They said, my cousin wants to date you.
What's up? And he said, but now he's worried and wants to tell his partner. I think he should.
You think he should tell the partner?
I think he should tell his partner, because it is in the massage. It is in the way you relay the message. And you can't go, I was getting hit on at work, so you know somebody's trying to take me from me. No, you got to laugh at it. You got
to
approach it with this. Listen to this, baby, crazy.
Johnny thinks I should date his cousin. Does he know we have four kids that are in sweatpants on our couch?
That part, literally though. Like, I think it could be a very much so ha ha, and he's worried that it's not gonna be. You got other concerns then, my boy. Like, is your girl crazy? Is she gonna lash out at you? Because
well,
you know,
thing.
Like, if you know this isn't gonna go over well, then no, there's no reason to open this can. But I don't think you should be worried.
If he's a guy who doesn't talk about it because he's doing other things, then that's shady. If he's
shady.
A guy who doesn't talk about it because he's a quiet dude, that's cool. That's where I feel like it's one or the other in this situation, right?
I don't think Kenneth would have hit us up if he was the shady side.
He's not the shady. That's why he asked. You're right. All right. 414-533-1037. So what should he do? He got approached by a coworker, hit on. He doesn't know if he should tell his woman who he's got four kids with.
I think he should. He should just air it out. They should laugh at it together, because if he doesn't hide it and somehow this comes out and he hears it from, or she hears it from some other place, it's going
to
get worse.
Jody in Milwaukee said, say nothing. Take it to the grave on our text.
It isn't that big of a deal, but then why don't you say something if it isn't that big of a deal? You feel me?
All right, we'll talk to you next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse.
It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So Kenneth wrote in and his coworker came up and said, my cousin wants to date you.
Cousin thinks you cute, dog.
And then he said, I have four kids and a partner at home. I'm good.
Awkward. Flattered, but awkward.
So now Haley in St. Francis texted in and said his coworker might not have known because some workplaces don't let you have photos at your workstation. Oh, some people have photos, like Aaron's behind you.
Right.
In a frame. And my kids are right here.
Right.
And so Haley said, it's fine. He doesn't have to tell his partner unless, like you said, he does it in a funny way. It's what should he do next, right?
It's the spin. And clearly there's something that Kenneth's worried about in saying or not saying something.
Yeah.
I think he should. Just to be on the light side.
You say be funny, I say it gets messy, so let's go to the phones. Emily's in Milwaukee, and she said, Allie, you read my text and said I never call.
Oh.
So, I called. She got her own theme song called 5 days in a Row.
Good morning.
Morning, morning, Emily.
Emily, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
She said I needed it this morning. Appreciate the call out. Now I'm calling.
With all due respect, you've earned your theme song. And so we've got to give you some respect on this radio station.
Well, I called on Friday. We talked about Love is Blind. So I was like, I do call.
You're right.
And fair.
My bad.
Oops. Actually, oops.
I was so passionate about that. Am I the jerk? I forgot everything happening. Trust me, okay?
Yeah.
All right, Emily. What do you think Kenneth should do?
So I think you both are right. I think it just depends on what the partner's like. If there's someone who gets really like anxious and insecure and stuff like that, then maybe you don't want to bring it up to make it worse.
True.
Whereas if there's someone who you could say, hey, you know, this happened, and they're going to laugh about it with you, then yeah, tell them. I think myself as a partner, if I knew that like my partner was getting hit on and I knew that they shut it down the way that Kenneth did, I'd be happy to hear
that.
I'd
be proud, yeah. So, I'd be like, I'm so proud of you. Good, thank you.
But would it set a seed into your head of like, oh, now my man's getting hit on randomly?
Well, it would more set the seed that nobody knows about me, that we have four kids. Mm-hmm. It's more that nobody knows about me with that much of a life happening than that's where I would be like, how?
Yeah.
How did they not know about us? Like, how?
You can't control other people. You can control how you react to it.
That's
so.
Right, yeah.
Now, and then to follow up, even if you do, per se, know you have a partner that's worrisome, that's insecure, I still think you should tell them. It's going to create a more secure environment if you secure that conversation for them. Listen, you know, you keep validating and go,
listen. As
long
as it's genuine and not manipulative and you go, I genuinely just laughed and shut this down to me, and then it makes them feel better.
And I don't
confident.
Want you to worry. Trust me. We're good. We're locked in. Nothing's happening. I just wanted to tell you, right? Even if you do have a worry work partner that's going to sit there and now freak out about it, you've got ways that you can massage this.
As someone who's high anxiety, especially in relationships, you only have that if there's red flags. Can I be honest? Right. When I'm dating a good guy, I don't have
you
that
don't feel
anxiety.
That?
No, I don't.
At all.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I didn't feel it with Nature Boy, did I? So my point is, I could tell you, depending on the guy, how much anxiety you would feel.
Depends
and
on the person.
I would laugh with him. There's other guys I wouldn't laugh with that same story about.
Sure.
You follow?
Sure. I follow.
So it does matter. If you have a good dude and you're laughing about it, then it's funny. Yeah.
And when you don't have necessarily the great dude, it might not be as funny.
It's not as funny. Right? So this is why it's situational. But I think it sounds like you said, Kenneth wouldn't have been writing us.
No.
Come on.
If he was shady,
would
he have hit us up?
Well, maybe he would.
He clearly is bringing it up to other people, too, because on the front end, he said, my friends told me to send it to you for advice. Clearly, he's going, bro, what do I do?
Yeah.
And the homies are going, I don't know, hit up Allie and DZ, because we don't know.
And we don't know either. So
we go just go open it up to the line. Appreciate you, Emily.
Yeah, bye, Emily. Yeah, thank you.
Have a good day.
You too, bye.
Let's talk to a dude. Gavin's in West Bend, our guy. Let's see what he thinks.
Gavin.
Got his own theme song. Hi, Gavin.
Hey.
Good morning.
I think you should tell his wife or whatever, because if she finds out through a different way, all heck will break loose, and then it won't be good.
The people were texting that in, kind of like, what if they find out a different way? I'm like, they don't even know she exists. How is she going to ever find out something he got hit on at work?
That coworker maybe didn't know she exists. Other coworkers might know she exists,
fair.
And that he's got four kids. He's got a whole life. That one coworker that was hitting on Kenneth for his cousin might not have known, but other people do, and other people might be more, you know, more related and close to your family.
Yeah,
they might tell your partner.
Yeah,
maybe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Gavin, so you say
snitch on yourself.
All right, Kevin.
Make sure she knows.
Okay.
Make sure she knows. I like it.
All right, Kevin. Thank you. Have a great day.
Peace.
John Shoup, one of our regulars, texted in. He said, got to talk about it and have a laugh. Good relationships can laugh about it. Beautiful people.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I respect it. I like it. Well, Shoup is also the one that him and his wife were really free spirited. So they're going to come clean and talk about that kind of stuff with no worries or remorse and laugh. Exactly.
Well, Heather's in Shorewood, last but not least. Actually, kind of nice out for once.
It is. I'm not a fan of it.
One day of this and then it's gone. Enjoy it while you can.
For real.
All right.
It's like this yesterday.
Yes, it's going to be 60 all day long and never change. All right. So, Heather, what's your advice for this guy?
Honestly, I agree with you, Allie. It can get messy. I know people hit on my boyfriend. I know people hit on me. He knows people hit on me, and we don't worry about it because we're with each other and we know we're shutting it down. So
you have the trust.
Bringing it up.
It's called trust.
Trust. What's the point of bringing it up?
Other than to be messy.
Mm-hmm. If you already know you're conscious and you're locked, why would you bring it up? Mm-hmm. If you're dismissing it,
keep them on their toes.
Let them know.
Just so you know, I'm looking fly out here.
Somebody thought I looked cute today, and you didn't tell me that.
Use it during an argument.
It does become a weapon, honestly,
That's
though.
That's like, kind of
it,
where I'm. It's like arming yourself to feel better or something. I don't know.
If you save it as
if
a weapon,
if you just
put it on the table as a croissant, and y'all both go in and laugh about it, it's not a weapon.
Ooh, are you sharing the croissant or not?
That's the analogy. Go home and share that croissant, man.
Amen.
I know, a lot of people get really jealous over things like that, which is dumb, but
yeah,
they
well,
do.
It depends
so,
on the partner.
Mm-hmm. It depends on the pastry.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias. Wepa, wepa.
Happy election day.
Something like that.
Depending on who you are, we've never been more excited to end this day in our lives.
Honestly, though.
Oh, there is so much, I feel like, harassment on the text messages and whatnot. We were going off about this yesterday. I just want it to end.
Can I make a just quick admission?
Yeah.
I ain't even registered to vote.
Stop it. You can register today.
I know, and I'm going to have to.
Thank God.
I am registered to vote. It's just with the old address. So I got to go register
that.
For the new address.
I've done that.
I didn't do the early registration stuff, so I was just like, I'll do a day of. I just wanted to throw everybody for a little palpitation and be like, DZ ain't registered to vote?
Dude, my polling place is gone. They demolished it. I got to vote somewhere else.
You got to vote somewhere else.
They're rebuilding. So I was like, I guess I'm voting in a new spot, but...
I didn't think I was going to be voting in a new spot because we didn't move very far. We moved like a half mile.
But it changed your voting place, didn't it?
Completely changed the whole new. And then when we found that out, it was like, oh, well, then we definitely got to re-register to vote.
Well, I love this Kiss FM comment suggestion box we have going on. You can leave us a message on the Odyssey app. If you go and listen live right on the Kiss FM page, you have to put in 103.7 Kiss FM when you search us up on the app. Don't ask me why.
Just put the point.
Put it in
and
there.
And get to the point.
And then follow Kiss, and you're going to see send a voice message. So we have all these voice messages from yesterday. I want to see what people are up to. Some of them are about the election texts we were going off about. Josefina, she's in Milwaukee. Let's see what she says here.
I want to say that, and the door-to-door people that come, I don't care.
Doubled.
I do not.
Yeah. Girl.
Live my
Josefina,
little life.
We feel you. And she honestly, she said at my work phone too.
Could you imagine if you got two phones or like if you got a work phone, a burner phone, and a personal phone, then you got three phones. Yo, you Kevin Gates getting messages on all of them?
Absolutely not, dude. Christina in West Dallas. Let's see.
I am sick of the phone calls, the mail, junk mail. It's crazy. I'm on my way for this.
Yeah,
over.
We played her yesterday.
Yeah.
We also talked about how Harry Styles was the sexiest man alive yesterday, and Carl in Indy sent a message.
I know Spunky.
My boy. Yeah. Yes, sir. Woo! Checks in the mail. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Carl.
Mm-hmm. He wins.
We also get messages about Am I the Jerk, right? Because we talked about Love is Blind the other day, and then Sarah in Hartford, she sent us this message about that one.
Oh, my gosh. This is Sarah from Hartford. I'm letting you know know that my husband is upset because Love is Blind this weekend and got hooked.
You got him hooked and he did not.
You're welcome.
He was not trying to watch it.
Yeah, yeah. So these messages come in. We love, love seeing them. Even Bella sent one yesterday about Am I the Jerk with Hudson, where she said she had to side with Hudson. I'm like, okay. I see you.
Okay, receive.
I see you. I see how it is. So keep sending them. If you want to send us a message, you just get the Odyssey app, which is free. And then when you follow 103.7 Kiss FM or go to the Kiss FM Listen Live page, right next to it, it says send us a voice message. And that's how you do that.
Have loved listening through
so
these.
Funny.
It's actually really fun.
They're hysterical.
You say whatever you want, too.
Yeah.
You bring us a topic. If you want to maybe throw in an Am I the Jerk or What Would DZ Do? Or if you just want to say what's up or call me the sexiest man alive. Appreciate you, Carl.
Carl.
Whatever. Whatever you
want to
do. Whatever you want to do.
And some people send them later in the day when they are listening back to our show, which
on
is
the
even
Odyssey
cooler.
App.
Which is even cooler. So they're listening to our podcast and they're like, I'm going to send them a message and we get it the next day, which is cool.
I'm pretty sure they can send a message while they're listening back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Oh, cool.
Where they're like, oh, boop. Oh, like, oh, I'm thinking real time. Like, mm-hmm. I'm listening right now. Let me boop, send this message real quick, and then get back to listening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. Well, thanks for all your messages. Go vote, and let's get into Am I the Jerk. You ready?
I think so. Yeah, I'm pretty ready.
Let's do this.
All right, let's get it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
We got this one on Facebook in the DMs. You can always email us, amithejerk at 1037kissfm.com. Send a voice message. You can do that now.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can slide into the DMs like this girl did. This is so funny, but it's a real issue people have at work. Like, I laughed at it, and I thought this is a great one, though.
All mediums are safe, and we could always put you in the Kissmas Protection Program if you need it. So, yeah, feel free, slide, and we will get you on Am I the Jerk.
She wants to know, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for telling her to take off her sweater?
Wait. Am I the jerk for telling her to take off her sweater? Under context, it sounds goofy, but why? Why would you? Why?
I feel like a lot of us are going to be able to relate to this. She said, here we go, Allie and DZ. Am I the jerk for telling my boss to take off her sweater? So hear me out. I love the way you guys write these things. These are so funny. She said, so hear me out. Last week, one of my coworker BFFs was out of the office all week. My boss thought she would be helpful and come sit at her desk right next to my area. Yay me. To help the department with the overload of work we were going to have for the week.
Yay me for sure.
It ended up being a cold, brisk morning. The office doesn't have the heat on at night, let alone on the weekends, so the office was a bit nipply, to say the best.
A tidbit.
I said the other one. I get settled into my area, get into my zone, and my boss makes a comment about my heater being on and how hot she was feeling. I then commented I would turn my heater the other direction because I was still cold. I apologized if it was blasting her space. A few minutes later, she asked me to turn off my heater because she is hot. I looked back at her for the first time all morning and saw this woman wearing so many layers. She looked like the little boy from A Christmas Story.
if we old enough to laugh at that reference.
I then kindly asked her to remove some of her layers because I was cold. So, the hot person or the cold person? Who's the jerk? Am I the jerk for asking my boss to remove some clothing? Or should I have winterized myself prior to showing up to work? Am I the jerk for telling her to take off her sweater and leave? She left the heater on.
Yeah. Damn. Okay, now I'm following.
This
because
is hysterical, yet a real problem at work.
Technically, right? We work in cold offices, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it can get drafty in here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a catch-22 on whether you're hot or you're cold, and there's never an in-between. It's never set to the proper temperature, and nobody's ever had it.
Her name's Amanda. I'm going to call her Mandy.
Mandy? Well, Mandy, here we go.
Okay.
I think Mandy is the jerk.
Mm.
You had a coworker that was gone. You had a boss that was stepping in to help.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a boss that was stepping into the work environment to help. Like, great, you don't want your boss sitting next to you. Sure.
Annoying.
But they're a team player, and you got to look at the bigger picture. They are helping you with the overhead workload. They could have just left y'all with it and said, deal with it. And you would have been sitting there sweating. You would have needed the heater because you would have been under pressure.
Yeah.
She's sitting there being a team player. I think she's jerky because that is your boss.
Why is the boss? you got to come all the way in our space. Fine. You know what? I won't focus on that. That's not important.
There's respect in the dynamic, right? And maybe the boss was taking a little bit of a power trip by saying, hey, can you turn the heater down or turn the heater off? But it's your boss.
Dude, think about this. What happens when we go back to our boss's office? It just happened a week ago.
It'd be so hot back there, bro.
We went in there and what was the first thing I said to him? I go, dude.
It is a sauna in there. I'm not going to lie.
I go, dude, why is it so hot here? And he's like, and I go, come on, I'm dying. We opened the door. I made him turn off the heater. And think about that. That's our boss.
Yeah.
And I went straight into his office and I went, yo,
we
boss.
We got to keep this door open, man.
I can't live like this in a meeting. Like, I don't know why it's so hot in here. So I know what it's like to be so hot or cold, you're uncomfortable. It's kind of like being hungry at work. They make you unable to focus.
Good analogy.
So the problem is both are suffering here. Take off the sweater and then see how you feel.
Maybe.
You have 19 layers on. You go first. You go, then I go.
See, but there's a difference in the closed environment and an open environment. They're in an open environment where everybody's got to figure out their comforts. Mm-hmm. Right? Maybe the layer would have been the move. But I can almost guarantee that she wasn't the only person that was feeling the heat from that heater.
Maybe, yeah.
And just not saying nothing because we know how the environment is at work.
Mm-hmm.
Your boss came in and said, listen, I'm the boss. I'm going to just tell you plainly what I think and what
I
need.
Turn off the heater. It's too hot. And she's going, but you have 19 layers on. You take off a layer.
Coworkers aren't going to speak up like that. Mm-hmm. Maybe other people were hot too.
Yeah. Well, and just because you have layers doesn't mean you can take them off.
True.
Like, think about when I get hot in the studio and I take off clothes. I would never do that in front of, like, our bosses.
Yeah.
The way you and I, we're like family.
Right.
So I'll get into, like, my workout gear if I'm that hot. Like, I would never do that in our boss's office.
I get that.
I wouldn't strip down to those layers, so I don't think that's fair either to tell people to take off their clothes if they don't want to.
And if they're not comfortable to.
Because you wouldn't
and
do
that.
And
it's your boss. You just told your boss to strip down.
Like, ew.
Take that sweater off, big dog. What? Excuse me?
Take that sweater off, big dog. 414-533-1037. Now you can call, you can text, or leave us a voice message, we learned. But is Mandy the jerk for telling her boss to take off her sweater? The boss came over to her area to help with work. She has a heater because she's always cold. And the boss said, turn it off. And she's like, but you got so many layers. Take off a layer. Who's the jerk? Yikes. Is Mandy the jerk for telling her to take off the sweater?
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Is Mandy the jerk for telling her boss to take off her sweater? She basically works in an area where she's cold all the time, so she has a heater, and the boss came over to help out for a coworker who was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And as Mandy said in her message to us, she said the boss looked like she was dressed like the kid in A Christmas Story. She had that many layers on.
Too many layers for the youngins that don't get the reference.
So she wouldn't know if she's the jerk for asking her boss to remove some clothing instead of turning off her heater.
Yeah. I said, yeah, bro. The boss is already there helping out with overhead workload. They're more than graciously helping you when they don't really have to. Being a team player, sitting next to y'all, and then you're going to say, hey, take off a layer.
Well,
they could have just left you with the work.
Let's go to Saucy Sandra. She is hot about this one.
Uh-oh.
All right. No pun intended. No pun intended.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Oh, I missed that. Dang it.
Yes. So, yes. She is definitely not the jerk.
Mm. Okay.
Her boss came into her work area.
Ooh, there we go.
Where she has had this heater. So it's like somebody else is coming into your space and then telling you what to do.
Yeah,
like, no, that's not how it works. This is my area. This is like my home away from home. And this is what we do. And if you don't like it, lady, you're wearing too many clothes. Take it off.
Well, and you know what? If I pull back the curtain a little more now that I have another woman on the phone, Saucy, it's not even like I can say, oh, maybe your boss is older going through menopause or a change, because she wouldn't be wearing 19 layers if she was.
That's it.
So we know it's not a hormonal thing, because she wouldn't she wouldn't look like that.
It's a preference.
That's where I get annoyed. That part.
So what Saucy's saying is the boss should have known the dynamic in the office. Just because she doesn't sit there every day don't mean she don't walk by there at least once a day.
I actually think it was kind of rude of the boss to say something to tell her to shut the heater off. Because when you think about it, like, no, lady, you're the one who's wearing all these layers. Mm-hmm. I dress for work because I know what I'm coming into, and I know I have a heater. I know that I'm going to be comfortable. You came in here with 19 layers on. Wow. I can't put my arms down.
Okay, hold on. So Nicole, or I'm sorry, maybe they didn't sign their name. They said, jerk, you cannot have a space heater. She needs to get rid of it. Triggered. So somebody's saying jerk.
Why can't you have a space
heater? Well, some people say it's a fire hazard. I know that the fire department's come in here and told us to get rid of ours, and we've been like, come on! And they're like, nope. So shout out Hills Corners Fire Department. But I know that sometimes you're not supposed to, so I don't, but we're not going down that today. We're not going down that
route. Not down that road.
That's another route we don't have time for today.
Let's assume this office is okay with space heaters.
Yes, let's say they're safe and
fine.
Yeah,
and not only that, they didn't say, the boss didn't say, shut it off, it's a fire hazard. Right. No, she said, shut it off.
I'm too hot.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Touché. Okay.
That part.
Still not backing down, but I see where you're coming from, Sauce.
Fine.
Okay.
All right. No, I actually agree. Not the jerk. Thanks, Sauce.
Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye.
Especially because they don't work in the same area all the time,
and that's why I'm on the other side going, what are y'all talking about? You should adhere. It is your boss. Mm-hmm. It is your superior. If they're asking you to do something, it's not a dutiful order, but it's saying like, hey, it's your boss. Do you really want to create that negative work environment between your boss and you over a space heater? Whether or not you think they're going to remember this.
This is what Nicole texted in. She said, one should wear appropriate clothes for work and have layers that can be removed in a professional manner. I mean, we all know which areas of the building are cold. We don't get to control the temperature at work, but you can control what you wear to your own personal preferences. The boss is a jerk. Love all the commentary, Nicole.
Bet, biggity bet.
Thank you. Becky's in Milwaukee. Hi, Becky. Good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
All right. You next up. Talk to us. Do you think Mandy's the jerk for telling her boss to take off some layers to strip down, girl?
Heck no. That boss obviously was dressed like a snowman because she knows it's cold in there.
Snowman.
You guys are too much. Go on.
Really. I've been in a cold office situation that that triggered me immensely because I've had to have the heater, wear gloves because I was freezing. So that boss is dressed. Mm-hmm. She knows you need to, like, come in early if you want, or have it auto-programmed to turn it on before your employees get there.
Also, it heats up the space without... I follow.
Yeah,
okay.
That's true.
Well, that's assuming that's a fancy space heater, bruh.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. Well, maybe they should fix the building heater then.
Well,
they're the real jerks.
That's hysterical. That was rich. Because this DZ and I have been dealing with... Come on. You know how many times we've seen the HVAC people in here trying to fix the flow and they can't no matter what they do?
Right.
I swear to God. They've worked on this building for years. We have a real flow problem. Why? And some places are freezing and some are hot.
What I'm hearing is that all of us got HVAC issues in our offices. What's the issue with Wisconsin HVAC? Hold
You're
on.
All fired.
Y'all are all jerks. But you know what? New topic.
Nah. I hate you all. No, I'm just kidding. But please come when I need my heat fixed or my air. I love you all.
And definitely all right. Clean my ducts. But Becky, 2 for 2, not the jerk, huh?
Not the jerk. All right. Thanks, Becky. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too.
Bye.
Last but not least, Danielle's in Butler. Let's pull her up. Hi, Danielle.
Is this Danielle? Danielle?
Mm-hmm.
What would Danielle do, Danielle? Clean sweep. Brought the broom?
I brought the broom.
Sweep.
She's not the jerk. She's not the jerk.
I'm on the side alone.
Think about it. Other people in that space are probably counting on that space heater to keep them warm. And they're like, please don't turn it off. Please don't turn it off.
Yeah.
I'm on the other end going, there's probably other coworkers that don't want to say something to you, that are uncomfortable, that are hot because they do know how cold that building is. And they do layer up because they don't have space heaters. Oh. Then your space heater heats up the environment. Now they're sweating.
They're sweating.
And they don't have the gumption to say something, but your boss will, not your coworkers.
No, I'm saying the opposite.
That's what I'm saying. We're on opposite ends of the same point going, huh, wow, we really disagreed as much.
Well, Catherine in McGuanago said, jerk, I am a boss, and anytime someone comes into my office, I'm either running my heater or a fan and shut either off because being respectful of anyone else that comes in for any length of time.
So she
and the boss can probably help from her own office, too. She doesn't have to be sitting in her coworker's spot.
I was like, you don't need to go sit with them.
No.
How are they supposed to talk trash about you if you're sitting there?
And the truth comes out.
Nobody wants their boss at the table. Come on.
No.
Y'all not wrong.
With the principal, nobody.
That part.
And whoever texted in, y'all frigid bitches, turn off the heater.
I'm done with y'all.
I hate you all right now. You guys are wild.
Clean,
all right.
Sweep, not the jerk. Bye, Danielle.
Bye. Wow. All right. Congrats, Mandy. You won Am I the Jerk today. If there was a chance to win something.
All these brooms are yours. Sweet.
Yowzas. All right. We're going to listen to your voice messages and read all your texts. Thank you for sending all those in. 103.7 Kiss FM. Coming up next, we have something else to discuss, but you're going to have to wait and see what it is.
Why you keep doing that, man? What you mean I got to wait?
It might involve a holiday.
Oh.
Not the election.
Thank goodness.
Not Halloween. Hold on. Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
How do you say go vote in Espanol?
Vayan a votar.
Sure. Vayan.
A. Votar.
Votar.
Go vote.
Go vote.
Go to vote.
Or in English, go vote.
Yeah, go vote.
And if you're not registered, you can register today.
Yeah. Let's vote. Votemos.
Ah, votemos.
Votemos. Let's
like
vote.
That. Okay, I'm in.
Quicker, shorter.
Now, can we not talk about the election anymore?
Thank you. Gracias.
I have a social responsibility, and I do believe in it to tell people to vote, but I am exhausted like everyone else and am ready for the polls to close tonight because we are tired from all the harassment this year, and we all can get in the same boat on that one. All right. Let's talk about something happy.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving.
Hey, one of my favorite holidays.
Oh, wait. Even if you lost a lot of weight like me, you still love Thanksgiving. Everybody turns into fat kid on Thanksgiving. Let's be real. Woohoo. Even though I don't divulge in the apple pie, I eat as much turkey, equivalent to my body weight by far.
What desserts can you have on Thanksgiving?
Well, I have made a sugar-free pumpkin pie. I've made that before. I mean, there's all kinds of desserts you can have, but really I'm a salty flavor girl anyway.
Savory. You're there for the turkey. You're there for the mashed potato. Yep. Well, not mashed potatoes, but you know.
But I baked mashed cauliflower. You put butter in there. You don't even taste
don't
the
even
difference,
taste it.
Dude. Come on. It tastes great. So there are things I can eat, but I cannot believe we're thinking about Thanksgiving right now. It is crazy. It is happening, which late this month, it's the fourth Thursday, right? The last Thursday of the month, I should say.
I thought it was the third Thursday.
No, let's see here. One, two, three, four. Maybe it's always the last. Either way, it's the 28th.
Yeah.
That's late.
I'm excited for it, though, man. It means it's going to be good food. It's going to be good eating. Mm-hmm. It's going to be good people.
Do you and your family get down with, like, what do you guys cook on Thanksgiving? And then I have my next question for you.
It really depends. You know, being Colombian, we've had different experiences.
What do you do? Yeah.
We've done turkey. We've done chicken instead because we're not, like, huge turkey people, to be honest.
A lot of people don't like turkey because turkey is, let's be real, not as good as the other meats.
Pretty bland.
That's why we put them in an air fryer and start fires for no good reason because we want to make it better.
You're right. No, you're right.
Keeping it real.
And then we stuff them to make them taste better.
100%.
Do all the things, right?
I'm
more partial to like doing a fish or like a salmon. I love.
Mix it up on Thanksgiving.
Got to mix it up. But I feel like turkey is traditional. We got to have the mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
There's definitely gravy. I'm a stuffing connoisseur.
Oh.
So I don't even want my stuffing in the bird. I want my stuffing on the side,
and I want
varieties.
Can I make you the stuffing I make every year for my family, even though I can't eat it anymore? It's called mushroom casserole.
Never.
Oh, you don't like mushrooms?
No, I'm joking.
You don't like mushrooms?
Mushrooms make me weird because I used to be allergic as a kid.
Oh, then never mind.
I've grown out of the allergy. And I've eaten mushrooms. But
this was my jam. I make it every year. I can't eat anymore, but my family loves it.
What goes in?
I'm not telling you. It's a secret recipe.
I will try it.
It's not a secret. I've posted it online many a year.
What?
It's like, there's a lot of steps, though. Okay, listen, I'm not going to be here for Thanksgiving. I'm going to be in Florida anyway with my family. But
you just gotta make it early.
I'll make it for you early. So you have all of the dishes, usually. You've got the mashed potatoes, the vegetables, the stuffing,
everything.
The cranberry. My family, too. And does it bother you when your food touches?
That was going to be one of my questions, dog. I almost need my food to touch. Mm-hmm. I like to mix flavors.
Yeah.
I want to grab a little bite of the turkey with a little bite of the chicken, with a little bite of the bread roll, with a little bite of the mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm gonna grab me a green bean in there too. Boop, even though I don't like green beans.
Yeah.
I want a little bite of all of it. Like, it's a mashup for me. I've been a food mixer my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I've never had a problem with my food touching.
I haven't either.
But I know it's a big problem for a lot of people.
So what do you do
on Thanksgiving when you don't like your food touching?
I don't know because there's too many things. And whoever texted in, it's only stuffing if it's stuffed in the turkey. Otherwise, it's dressing. Fine, I'll make you my mushroom dressing.
I'm not looking to fight y'all. Stuffing, dressing is the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It is the same exact thing.
And then right before that, somebody said, can we talk about the unsolicited hate that deviled eggs get? Well, I mean, yeah, but I love deviled eggs, so those people can go somewhere.
My inner circle doesn't hate. You must be hanging around the wrong crowd.
Honestly. And whoever texted in, I wish you and DZ would do a podcast.
Wait a second.
We do one every day. No music, just the two of you discussing topics. Love you guys. We do. It's on the honest. The whole show without music or commercials is up for your pleasure every day after the show to go listen. You can go listen to the whole thing straight through.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Or you can listen to us on basically anything. You
just Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We're up on all of them.
You could just search Ali and DZ podcast and we'll come up.
They want the vulgar one.
Yeah.
We're going to save that for another day.
Well.
Okay. Somebody said, no, the food cannot touch. Kyla in Sheboygan. We're refocusing back on Thanksgiving here. Somebody said, get the plate that separates if you don't like your, like a kid plate.
Yeah. You know, like they've got plates with like four or five different dividers. But I'm sorry. If you're only grabbing four or five different items, you ain't Thanksgiving. I got to have 19 different things on my plate. What meal are you eating at? Whose house that only has four things?
If you have like turkey and a tiny bit of mashed potatoes and one green bean, that's called your 10.
Yeah.
Your five. In fact, you have a kid plate.
Yes. Yeah. No, yeah. 100%. 100%. That's a kid's plate.
Somebody else said, make it in courses. No, we all go at once, man.
I'm loading my plate up the two, three times that I'm going up to eat. And I'm loading it up with everything I want every time. Mm-hmm. I want my mashed potatoes touching my macaronis. Same. Yes, I want my turkey touching my stuffing.
I want the green bean casserole to mix in with the potatoes.
I even want my cranberry sauce to touch my gravy, and I think that's gross. Mm-hmm. I even want that to touch.
You know what? From the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. I bet you Nicolay Law doesn't have to deal with these kind of court cases.
Yeah.
You know, the family member that doesn't want their food to touch that ruins it for everybody.
I mean, what do the people do that don't like their food touching? Because my food's going to touch. I'm sorry. There's no way to stop that. I'm getting too many scoops.
You can text or call us. Whoever said they have bigger plates now, that doesn't solve it. I just put more food.
Thank you. At least I didn't have to say it.
Come on. 414-533-1037. How do you deal with it? If food touching or not? People are texting in some funny suggestions that have this issue. It's about time for Thanksgiving. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
How do we tell you to vote and then try not to focus too much on voting? Because we talk about Thanksgiving.
We going to distract y'all with food.
Definitely go vote, though. It is Election Day. It's Ali and DZ, and we're talking about how you get away on Thanksgiving if you don't let your food touch. You can call or text us, but Bella in Kenosha has left us a voice message.
Shout out, Bella.
And it made me laugh a little. Listen to what she just dropped on the Odyssey app for us. Oh, I'm not playing.
We're not playing.
It's not playing.
It's not connected.
I'm not plugged in.
Yeah, I was like, why do I hear it but not hear it?
This is where a producer would be great. Well,
yeah,
but,
they would have got that. Yeah, they would have done it.
That would help if I started.
Let's start over.
Plugged in. This is what Bella and Kenosha sent us. I got beans,
greens, potatoes. This song's been on repeat. Lamb,
rams, hogs, chicken, turkey. You name it.
You were singing it yesterday off the air. I was dying.
This is my favorite song at this time of the year. I might call that my favorite Christmas song.
I mean, I don't blame you. I mean, it's a good one.
Move over, Mariah. I got beans. Great. Listen.
Oh, good.
That song explains my life. I got it all, and it's all on the same plate, and it's touching. I don't know how you people that don't like your food touching operate in life.
I don't either, but Justin's in Pewaukee. One of our regulars who never calls in anymore.
Who?
Justin in Pewaukee.
Justin.
Uh-huh.
This Justin.
Yeah, I forgot what his theme song was, actually. Hi, Justin.
Hello.
He said he was out voting, so he had a chance to call in at a different time because he's out.
Makes sense.
Justin.
Good to hear from you.
Hi. Thank you for voting.
Hi.
But let's talk Thanksgiving, seriously.
For real.
Food touching.
So I'm not a food touch. I'm not opposed to food touching person. I'm the type that you've got to put a little bit of stuffing, a little bit of mashed potatoes and turkey in a bite.
Yeah, thank
I'm
you.
That
you
person.
Like me. Yes, you like me, Justin.
Yeah, but I do know plenty of people that have like the issues with food touching, and there's like two solutions I've heard of that are kind of related to each other. One is if you have a regular plate, take those like cupcake liners, and that way their food is not physically touching.
A lot of work.
So they can
cupcake
put like a
liner.
They put them in a cupcake, basically.
And then you cutting yourself on the serving size, though.
Exactly.
Now I'm eating the cupcakes portions worth of
mash.
Or the other one I saw was using the actual muffin tin itself, like a 12-count one.
Wait, I've seen
this. And then he's got the different compartments.
You know what? I've actually seen that one, too. And again, they're too small because on Thanksgiving, we want to be obnoxious and overindulge.
But, I need scoops.
Oh, 100%.
Justin,
thank you.
Those are great ideas, though. And it's much like what somebody else texted in, and they said they use the veggie dip container, not the container, but a veggie dip platter.
Without the veggies.
To separate it all, right?
That makes more sense than the muffin tin. Mm-hmm. I feel like the veggie dip container at least has space.
Somebody texted in, we use styrofoam sectional plates. It's crazy, though, because food gets mixed up in the stomach. It's not like there's a person there separating the lanes.
And I'm sorry, but thank you for saying that, because I ain't want to call y'all crazy like that. Like, it's all going to get mixed in either way. Is it a flavor thing?
It's a flavor thing.
Texture thing?
That's all of the above, DZ. And Justin can speak on this. I don't even have this issue, but I can imagine you don't want him touching because it changes everything.
Justin don't either. He likes a little bit of everything in every bite.
Oh, I thought he was saying he's separated.
Nah, he's like
no,
us.
No.
I'm
100% the have it all together person.
Yeah.
But again, I've got that culinary degree, so I've cooked food for plenty of people that want everything to have like a half inch around it where nothing's touching.
I'm going to call out everybody listening who does that. You guys are like five in the culinary world. Like, I don't know how else to say it. And I'm not trying to be mean. You are the person who never aged out of the kid eating when you don't want your food to touch. Like,
yep.
Live a little is all I'm saying.
Y'all cut the crust off y'all sandwiches still, huh?
Oh, that part. Yes.
Justin's laughing. Because he knows.
Because he knows they cut the crust off. See?
I was going to say they're the people that go to like a five-star restaurant and ask for chicken tenders and fries.
Ding, 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 ding.
Same ones. Oh, we're talking about the same people. Yes, sir. Justin.
Yep.
Man, you better start going to vote and do stuff at different times more often.
Seriously.
We miss talking to you, man. You're a good dude.
Thanks for calling, Justin. We miss you.
All right. You guys have a good one.
You too, man. Peace. How come he didn't say he missed us back?
I don't know. I don't know.
Justin.
Somebody said, why can't you just take 3 to 4 plates or 3 to 4 trips? You can, but we're saying that when you walk up, you want it all.
I am making 3 to 4 trips. My stuff's just touching on every single trip. Y'all don't get that part.
Nope. Let's go to our boy in Racine. Lord help us.
Oh, no. This guy?
Tony.
The mascot man.
The man. Hi, Tony.
Yo, happy gender reveal day.
What?
Wait, what?
Huh?
Are you joking because of the election?
Nothing.
Wait, I don't understand.
Yeah, baby.
Who's having a baby?
No, not us. It's you know, today's gender reveal day.
We find out who wins the election.
It's a boy or a girl.
That's an interesting way of saying it. Okay, Tony. Look at you. Okay.
And this is why I don't like talking to this man like that. jokes.
I can't wait to find out the results and move on with our lives. Okay, Tony, how do you feel about food touching on Thanksgiving?
So I go to 3 different houses for Thanksgiving, so there's only one way to play it out. The slappier, the better.
Thank you.
That goes in so many ways.
Yeah, I was going to say, be careful how you say that, Tony.
We're talking about food.
Yeah, we're talking about food.
Food.
You're like food.
The plates.
We
food.
Pile everything on top of each other.
Yep.
We ain't got no room, no space. You can't see the plate. And if you do, you go fill it up with something else.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Anna Marie said, my husband will put turkey, stuffing, potatoes, cranberry sauce all on his fork in one bite. He's savage. He says it all mixes in his stomach. No. So she doesn't agree.
He's a genius. That's what he is. All those flavor combinations, that's what Thanksgiving's about. If you're eating your food in individually by bites, that's not what this is.
It's not fun.
Well,
that's not
why
good.
You got to put your Thanksgiving dish in a bowl. That way you ain't got time for it to be separated.
This ain't KFC. Now I'm not trying to make the whole KFC bowl.
Slow down.
But if you don't like corn and potatoes together, what's wrong with you? Somebody texted in, what happens when you go to a buffet with this food issue? Well, if you can find one anymore, outside of like Golden Corral, I mean, you got a few buffets.
We got a new Asian buffet just up the street from me off of Chase.
Chinese buffets, I guess. Yes, we could, we have those all over the place,
all
actually.
Over.
Never mind. I take what back what
yep,
I said.
Yep.
And the Indian buffet. Never
Come
mind.
Come on, dog. There's plenty
never
of buffets.
Mind.
They're just not as, you know, main staple of a location like they used to
it's
be.
It's not like you got an OCB on every corner anymore. Old
that
country
part.
Buffet.
Well,
yeah.
That part.
Well, I got a question for you then real quick.
What?
Do you prefer fresh Thanksgiving dinner or do you prefer leftovers?
Both.
Ooh.
Both.
Hey, nah. I
get down with, dude, I would cheat. If one was the main and one was the side, I would be a cheater because I get down with both. I get down with both.
That next day Thanksgiving breakfast is something different. That's built Mac. Off the gods,
first
I swear.
First of all, I eat first of all, I have round two that night, okay? I don't wait till the next day. We all have sandwiches that night.
Oh, easily.
Easily.
But you still got a little shime for breakfast.
Oh, yes. And when I get up in the morning, if somebody took too much of the green bean casserole, we're fighting, so... It's on.
It's definitely on.
It's on. All right. You know what? This has been a great topic today. Thank you for talking Thanksgiving
with
us.
Have a good day, you guys.
Bye. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
I have questions for you, DZ. I'm actually really curious, and I was wondering if you would share with the class some of your voting experiences being an immigrant and coming over from Colombia at the age of 3. I'm genuinely curious about how that works
when
you aren't actually born in the country, but you immigrate and your family's been here 30 years, you know what I mean? So what's that like? Could you vote?
No. Well, when we first came to this country, you know, political asylum, all that stuff, like we're not granted the immediate, you know, rights and privileges that people born in this country are granted.
Right.
That's just what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember at one point my parents had to drive all the way, and this was when I was really young.
Yeah.
They had to drive all the way out to Chicago to the Colombian consulate because they
were
voting in our country.
In Colombia's election. Interesting, okay.
Right? So we had to drive to like the Colombian consulate all the way in Chicago, and that's the only one in the immediate area. So
sure.
People from Wisconsin, Milwaukee, all that, like everybody's
at the
driving
time,
there to go vote. That's the way to do it back in the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my experience with voting was few and far in between because I only remember them having to do that once.
That sticks out in your mind.
Because they just went, and it was completely different than the process that you go through normally.
Mm-hmm.
Now the process that I know, because we didn't receive our U.S. citizenship until I turned 18.
Okay.
My mother received her citizenship, which means I thankfully automatically received my citizenship.
Right.
Because I was 17 turning 18.
Uh-huh.
Right? So thankfully that whole process happened and, you know, I became a citizen under her, which then mean after turning 18, I was granted the right to vote.
Yeah.
All that good stuff.
Yeah.
There was an election, I believe, the year after when I was a freshman in college.
Okay. Did you go or were you intimidated?
I did go. I wasn't necessarily intimidated, but I didn't know what the experience was going to be.
Yeah.
I was a little overwhelmed because I was thinking I was going to have to wait in some crazy long line. Mm-hmm. It was going to be super public. I wasn't aware of exactly
how
the process.
It would go.
I remember talking about it in school, but not actually going through the process personally.
Yeah.
You know, like going through economics and, you know, poli sci, all those classes, like political science.
Mm-hmm.
You do all of that, and then you have like mock elections.
Right. But
this
it's
is
not
the real
the same.
This is the real deal now.
I remember going to vote for the first time and being terrified only because I didn't know what to expect, and I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm going to embarrass myself. And you get there, and it's so anticlimactic.
Where do you live?
It's like literally.
What's your address?
You whip out your license if you have the right address or a bill, utility bill, and you walk in and you walk up and you go, okay, here's my stuff. Where do I? And they hand you a ballot.
Yep. They point you to the ward and say, you go vote here.
That's it. And then they send you. You go into a little compartment where nobody can see you. So now if you're freaked out, you're alone. This is the good part.
And that was the worry, was that am I just going to be like filling out my bubble next to all these people?
No. You'll be alone in a little booth once they give you your ballot. So you have time to think about, what am I doing? Where am I? How do I do this? And it's so easy. You circle them in and then you pick your people, and it's very simple on the ballot usually. So it is, I remember being intimidated, but finally getting through it. Now, years later, I'm like, oh, this is easy. I can walk in and out and I got this and I'm not intimidated. But if you don't know what to expect, it's a little scary.
My main thing was making sure I filled everything out, because I remember that's what they would tell you. Make sure you bubble it in completely.
Yeah, they're very dramatic.
All right, Scantron, I got you. Don't worry about it. I'll fill in the bubble.
We went to public school. We used Scantron.
I know how this goes. I will fill in the bubble completely.
Do you know how many number two pencils we had to have ready for test day?
Dog, what? And that was my worry. I was like, is this basically a test? Like, what is going on?
No, they give you everything. They give you the pen. They give you the ballot. it. You just have to show up and give your address. And if you don't have it on your license, bring a bill or something to show where you live that you can vote.
Let me ask, did your parents never take you to like a polling place as a kid?
You know what's funny? My parents did once. I remember my mom taking me, and I actually appreciated it. But even her taking me didn't take away from the fear when I finally voted for the first time, right, the unknown. I was wondering if I should take Owen and Hudson today because I thought about it this morning. I want them to see what it's like, not just so that when they vote in, Owen's 13.
He's gonna be doing this in the next few years.
The next presidential election, we're right on the verge of him being able to vote. So I feel like I should kind of familiarize him with the voting process and go, okay, like
actually,
when you're ready, when you turn 18, if you want to vote, and you better, then here's how it works.
I think that's huge. I think you should bring him. At least Owen.
Even if they have to stand in line, like, it's part of it. And honestly, I figured out the right times to go when I don't stand in line. Depends on the people, you know? But
listen, pro tip, go during the middle of the day. Yeah. When everybody is still at work, when everybody's now taking lunch and doesn't want to go burn their time at lunch to go vote, that's when you go do it. Because early, trash, basura.
Late, trash,
even
basura.
Worse. Even worse, that's just dump. That ain't basura, that's dump. City dump.
Oh, man, it's so true. All right. We want to know how you guys feel. Should we take kids to the polls? I mean, do you think that's a good experience? 414-533-1037. Or maybe, how do you feel? Do you have a memory being intimidated and being like, it's fine, you guys, just chill out.
We took Sammy to the polling place when we did like the local election, but it was because nobody was watching them and we had already gotten them from daycare, right? Like,
honestly,
like, we had to.
You were like, I have to bring my kid.
I gotta bring my kid. There wasn't an option here, and he kind of ran amok. So until a certain age, until they're about your kid's age, it doesn't matter then.
That's what I mean.
Unless it's necessity. But
right, because
get some conditions.
And there you can bring your kids to the polls because nothing's going to hold you back from voting. So don't be afraid. That's another great point. Feel free. You can bring kids if you have to. You have to take care of them while you're waiting.
Right, and then you got to try to make sure they don't run away from you while you're filling in your bubbles.
Exactly. Somebody texted in and said, "Don't forget to take him to local elections too. They matter." Yes, absolutely. Yes. I would. But this is just because it's up. We're talking about the election today, and we want to know.
There's local stuff going on today, too.
Alexa in Milwaukee texted in. She said, my daughter's here with me now.
Aw,
kind of teaching her about the process. Well, because you could. I mean, maybe she pulled him out of school.
After a certain age. No, a lot of MPS schools don't have kids today.
Oh,
because
they're
a lot
off.
Of their voting places.
Because of the voting.
A lot of kids ain't at school today because of this.
Duh. That makes sense. And it's a great way to take your kids then if you have to, right?
That part.
All right. I see the phone's ringing and you guys are texting in. You can also leave us a voice message on the app and we'll talk to you next. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Good morning. Buenos dias. Huepa.
Buenos dias. Thanks for sharing some of the story about just, being an immigrant in this country, coming from Colombia when you were 3 and how voting affects you and your family and when you could actually vote and when you became a citizen. Because we were talking more often. The year I was asking you a lot of questions about being an immigrant, what it's like for you, and I was like, so you can pay, so you come in and you pay taxes but you can't vote.
Yeah, you don't have a say
that
in any
no
of
sense.
The things that affect you daily, but
you come
also,
and you contribute and then you can't vote. And how do you get the opportunity to vote if you immigrate? Do you have to wait or do you?
Well, you have to basically wait until you're granted official status in this country. Mm-hmm. And until then, no, you don't have the ability to do anything.
And how long can it take? Like short, long?
I came to this country when I was 3 years old.
And they didn't grant
became
it?
A citizen when I was 18.
That's how long it could take. Oh, jeez.
And it could take longer.
And think about this. And you're going to the public schools. Your parents are working. Your parents are paying taxes and you're
everything.
Still and you couldn't vote. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
That bugs me. I don't like that.
And it's a very long, arduous process that a lot of people just are scared to go through.
Sure.
Hard to go through. You can't make it through.
Well, of course you'd be scared to go through it when you have, the rhetoric of people.
The naturalization process is wild.
Stupid stuff. But
when you do get the ability to vote, when you do kind of like, become a citizen or whatever, it's a rite of passage. They really do like sell it up and it's like, go vote this time. Yeah. You do you.
You made it.
You made it. Yay.
17 years later, you made it.
Really?
Oh, jeez. All right, let's go to Nikki in Milwaukee. I was just talking about how I wondered if I should take the boys with me to vote today and exposing them to the culture so they're not as scared when they can vote one day.
I think you should.
Hey, Nikki.
Morning.
Hey, good morning.
Oh, you all right, girl? You sound sick.
I am.
Oh, get a little water. Then you sound parched.
Yeah. What are you going to say?
I, growing up with my kids, have taken my kids every year.
Oh, really?
Or every time for voting.
Okay.
And my daughter is actually going to be 26 on Sunday.
Oh.
And I still take her with me.
Y'all still make sure she goes together.
Together.
Yes.
Okay, I like that. So, Nikki, we're going to let you rest your voice. Thank you for coming on with us and sharing that. So, Nikki takes her kids every time.
And still. Then take them for the rest
of
their life. You too. Bye. Get better.
And now,
I'm glad she called in feeling sick. That means she loves us like that. That's lit.
Aw. Well, and now it's something they do together. It's like an experience they have together.
Well, and I can see how families would do that. Like, hey, have you gone to vote yet? Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I'm on my way. Do you want me to scoop? It's like the each one teach one. Like, we're all holding hands through this.
Yeah.
If it's important to you to do, why wouldn't you? And why wouldn't you teach it?
Because I remember being scared to go vote the first time and being like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't even want to walk in. And then you go in, you're like, oh, this is easy. You give them your address, they hand you a ballot, and you go hide in a booth alone and figure it out on your own.
Really,
and it's easy. It's not that
hard. It's a Scantron, y'all.
Kyla's in Sheboygan.
It's the Sheboygan.
The S.
The Skyla.
But I like the name Skyla.
You know what, Kyla? New name.
Skyla.
Kyla. Good morning, Skyla.
So funny. Good morning.
Day four.
Good morning.
And she has a 14-year-old daughter.
14?
I do.
Wait, so in the next election, youngin's going to be voting.
She's voting next time.
Okay, that is freaky to think about, but super cool.
The presidential one, I should say.
Sure.
In 4 years.
Yeah.
The next presidential.
Right. Wow, but that's happening, and that's why I said Owen's 13, so I don't think it's that crazy that I would take him, you know?
No, not at all. My daughter went with me when she was younger out of necessity, but she's going to go with me today for that same reason.
Awareness.
Just to see. And it's through different eyes. Yeah. When you're a kid, baby, they don't know. They're just with you, standing in line, wondering when the next snack is coming. Now, in the teen years, where you're at, Allie, educational. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly, yeah. Just to see what happens when you go in, how, you know, show your ID, this is the process. So she's aware, knows what to expect when she has to do it.
Absolutely.
And one more spin for y'all. If voting is important to you as an individual, right? Mm-hmm. And you have children, why wouldn't you want to help them along in the process to teach them so that they also can associate this importance? Because otherwise, if you don't ever bring your kids just going, oh, this is something I got to do as an adult, don't take the kids. When those kids become adults, they're going to go, why would I go do that?
Well, and they're going to be like, did my parents even vote?
Right.
I don't know.
Even tell them. That part.
Yeah.
Dad still messages me. He sent me a text this morning reminding me to go vote. And
mom actually messaged me weeks ago and was like, have you voted yet? I go, Mom, I'm gonna go on election day. She's like, you can vote now. I'm like, I know, Mom, but I'm gonna go on election day.
I like to go day of. Okay. I'm not the early bird. I'll go day of with everybody else.
But I'm with you. Mm-hmm. So all right, well,
bring
them. Thank you so much.
Bye,
have
Skyla.
A good day. Bye.
Bye. All right, last but not least, one of our regulars, Julie's in Oak Creek, and she's got her own theme song. Julie.
Hello.
We're so ready for the election to be over, so we're talking about voting today in other ways where we don't go there and make everyone crazy. Let's be real.
Non-political election conversations. What's up? Yeah, that's us. That's us. Yeah.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Allie and DZ Wepa.
All right. So, Julie, I said, you know, we're talking about taking kids, being intimidated, even being an immigrant and how you got to vote, DZ, coming from Columbia at 3.
Or didn't, you know what I'm saying?
Or didn't get to vote. Julie, what's up?
So when my girls were younger, I did take them out of necessity. But then when my oldest daughter turned 18, my husband and I took her with us. And being in Oak Creek, I think because it is, you know, like suburb, and so it's a little more like, you know, hometown, kind of thing.
Yep.
They were really, really helpful and super nice. They all were like clapping that she was voting for the first time.
Oh, they made it a show.
And
they helped her out. And then my youngest daughter had turned 18 literally a month before voting, and she was so excited, and she had to vote during COVID.
So wait, what did she do?
She went and went with mask on and same thing. Like, they all were excited that she was there. Voting for the first time, they all cheered and clapped for her. That's they made cool. it like this huge, huge thing.
An experience.
And we voted early this year, and she was so excited to go vote. Like, she's like, Mom, I've been telling all my friends, I've been telling my roommates.
That's a positive experience.
I've been telling all my classmates,
and don't you feel like...
You need to vote.
Hold on, Julie. Don't you feel like it's so negative for a lot of people within the world? So I love it that they're keeping...
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It positive, you know, like not, let's not, you don't need to tell me who you're voting for, but let's make it a positive experience where you're.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Doing your, you know, your duty and duty.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.